What's up? It's your boys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. This is definitely not the first time we started a show like
Absolutely.
That.
Why are you over there?
Did I kick the microphone at some point in time?
Get over here, man. Why are you
I feel
over?
Like I kicked the mic. I don't know. I liked it better over there.
Closer.
I can smell your feet from here.
That's not my feet. That's not my feet. That's my butt crack. Yeah. Hey, everybody. What's up? Santa Colby Show. How you doing? It's episode number 200.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. I asked Chris if she was going to make a cake, and she said no.
What happened to the power hour?
We didn't do it. Well, you're responsible for all that.
What the fuck?
Like, I'm going to buy it?
Well, shit, man. I drink a beer every minute. Is that it?
Am I supposed to start?
Yeah, we're in, well, now two. Two drinks. We're in two.
Two beers?
One in.
Two whole beers each minute.
Do you still have that thing?
Why is that so hard? What, the beer
counter? Yeah, the
counter?
Let's drink some beers! Probably not.
I mean, I don't think I would have deleted it, but it's also been a long time.
We are going to forget.
Dynamic files. Nope.
Drat. We're fucked.
Countdown? Is it? Oh, it might be countdown.
Yeah, that looks familiar.
I don't... Yeah, select sound, but there's no sound. Yeah.
You fucked up.
Yeah, well, I mean, not really.
You did.
How about we just drink?
I mean, we could just do that.
Okay, let's just drink.
What happened to the power hour, though, man? Mm-mm. I'm really disappointed.
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to, like, take a day off and everything.
I'm as
afterwards.
Disappointed as you are that I remembered that I needed to get
what,
a game.
Do you work Monday?
Yeah.
You work on Labor Day?
Oh, wait, no, I don't work on Monday. I work tomorrow.
We could do it Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we could.
We could do it Sunday.
But it wouldn't be the 200th episode.
No. Just quit. Right now. This one won't count.
That works. No, too bad. Drink.
The beer counter was great. Does it still have 20 seconds of noise? What?
I don't know what he's talking about. No idea.
What? How about this? Episode 201, we celebrate completing episode 200. Because, you know, sure. we could die in the middle of this episode.
Also, isn't it possible for you to just create an audio clip that's 1 minute long and then just has the clip, let's drink some brews right at the
and
front.
And just have it repeat?
And then just have it silence for the rest of the minute and then, yeah, just put it on loop.
Yes.
Isn't that so much easier than you clicking the button?
Yes.
I have to do everything on this show myself, don't I?
You came up with one idea?
Yeah, that's it. Now I'm taking credit for the whole thing. Okay. Instagram post, that's me.
Let me ask you a philosophical
post
question.
On the show, that's me. Drink.
Let me ask you a philosophical question. Does an episode begin? Or sorry, let me ask it this way.
Drink.
Is an episode exist when it begins or when it's over?
I'd go with it's over. Because it's not a full episode till it's over.
Right, so it'd be premature to celebrate episode 200 on this episode anyway.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because...
No, because on the show, we have to act like it's already out, because whenever anybody hears this, minus people watching live, it already happened.
But we know, if I had a heart attack and died right now, there's no episode 200, right?
I mean, yeah, it'd be real short.
No, how are you going to get it up? You don't have the password to the website?
That is super true.
Yeah, it's over. I mean, it'll live here until Twitch deletes it 30 days from now.
I'll figure out a way.
You don't know my password?
You got it written down somewhere.
I do not have my password written down like a 90-year-old man.
Definitely have it somewhere on your computer.
I don't. I might.
Mm-hmm.
I might. Now I'm thinking I might have it.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Just fix the post, do the episode, edit the episode, baby, baby. Perfect. How about, yeah, let's...
Drink.
Let's just put drink. Like, let's just do a quick 15-second playlist of us drinking real quick, all right? Take a drink, man! You're supposed to audibly be like...
Okay, man.
Okay. But we gotta do
gulp,
it quicker.
Gulp.
Thanks. All right. Let's take a drink, man!
Okay, man. Gulp. Gulp.
Gulp. All right, now we'll just put that in post every 30 seconds or whatever, every 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah, totally. Drink again. Do another one.
No!
Yeah.
Why you want to get blottoed, man?
I'm counting down the minutes.
Dude, you don't have enough beer for this.
I mean, that's possible.
Aren't you going to want it during your 2-hour video game segment?
Doesn't have to be 2 hours.
Yeah, but it will be. Okay? By the way, so for all of you... for all of the... it might be over. For all of you who were not here on Sunday, Colby was very confident that he would remember to bring me a game on Wednesday. So confident that he said, don't do a poll. If I forget, I'll do Just Dance for 2 hours. Which, by the way, should have happened since episode 200 anyway. Did you know that the episode 100 was when you did Just Dance?
Yeah.
Does it feel like it's been 100 episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Princess Sarah says, dare Colby to clip himself farting the next time he feels one company. That'd be hella funny. LOL, I'll sub. Are we not in followers only right now?
I have no idea.
This is the reason. Why, I don't know why Twitch would have turned it off. No, it says one day. We are.
Interesting.
Okay.
I'll try.
No.
Kind of want the microphone to smell like my butt anyway, so.
It already does. It's like your breath.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
That's not the same smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the same smell.
Okay. What?
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 You having a stroke?
I might be having a stroke.
It feels like it.
I might be having a stroke. I
feel real low energy here, bud.
Huh?
This is a rarity. Did you stream today?
No, I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm just doing it on purpose to make you upset.
Sure. I mean, we can both be low energy. That's fine.
Yeah, let's just be low energy. Mm. Mm.
So what'd you do today, man?
And I did some work, and now I'm drinking some beer.
Yeah. Is that good? Yeah. Is a good beer?
I don't think low energy means talking quiet.
It just means quiet.
I don't think
slow,
it means quiet.
Slower man. Speak.
Yeah. So what'd you do last night, dude?
Last night? Let's see. Britt got home.
We didn't finish the Just Cause story either.
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Britt got home, and she was, like, talking about how she wanted chili.
Okay.
And nobody has the type of chili in town that she likes.
Okay. What kind of chili does she
white
like?
White chili.
White chili?
Yeah, white bean chicken chili, something like that. White chicken bean chili? I can't remember the words that are in
Dude,
it.
Do white beans
white
taste that much different than not white beans?
I don't know. But anywho, nobody has that.
Okay.
So she was like, I'm definitely going to have
Does anyone
mom.
In the world have it?
I don't know. She like, said, I'm definitely going to have my mom make it tomorrow. And I
okay.
was like, oh yeah, tomorrow. It's like, I'll be at the show.
Oh,
I wonder what game
Britt,
I'm playing.
Why'd you do this?
And then I remembered, I was like, oh shit, I need to get a game or else I'm dancing. And yeah, we went and got a
game. God, I'm so mad. I should have known someone would remind you. I mean, she didn't really remind you. But on Sunday, I told him that you can get anything at the store or any game on Xbox Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Just Cause 4 is absolutely on Xbox Game Pass. You could have just said
Damn
Just
it.
Cause 4 and I would have had to download. You wouldn't have to leave your house or any of that. So I was telling my stream this morning that I was at least we had that to hold on to, that you still had to like put on pants and get in the car in the heat and drive and then drive here and then drive back home.
And then I'm going to have to return it.
Yeah, but you could have just been like Just Cause 4 and I could have just downloaded
it. Well, I had no idea. I never know what game I'm getting until I'm there and then I'm looking at them.
That's a great point. I mean, but you could have also just browsed Game Pass.
I completely forgot you said that.
Yeah, I know. Just like you completely forgot that you had to get a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, there's a little bit of a silver lining, but I do think that it'll be happy. You'll be happy because I do believe that you could just play on my old save file, which has most everything already unlocked.
Cool.
So you can just jump in and start with the mayhem immediately. No story missions for you, man. Just start
Sounds
blowing stuff up.
Good.
That's what you want, man.
That's what I want.
I spent like an hour when I played this on stream just strapping rockets to cows and just watching the cows fly, dude.
That sounds fun.
It is fun. It is fun.
Yeah, the only thing I knew about this game was it's like Grand Theft Auto with more fucking blow-up stuff.
Yeah. It is kind of like Grand Theft Auto in the way where it's a sandbox where you could do pretty much anything, but it's also not like Grand Theft Auto because you could put rockets on things. And
yeah.
There's a and you also have a grapple and a windsuit.
So it's more than that.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto. I told Britt it's Grand Theft Auto on acid.
It's like if Michael Bay decided that Grand Theft Auto wasn't high adrenaline enough.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then he made this.
That's what I thought it was. I'm glad I got it.
Yeah, well,
I'm excited.
I think you're going to have fun for at least the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until you realize that you're playing a game and then you'll hate it. So
probably.
Yeah, you know, but I'm sad. All right. Also, Chris says the places definitely sell white bean chili here. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sure, but I don't know if Britt knows where those
places
are.
I'm still not fully convinced that that's actually a thing that exists.
It's a thing.
I'm not convinced.
I've had it. I've eaten it.
Where?
At her mom's house.
Oh. So maybe it's her mom makes it.
Yes, that's why she said
But
that
see, Hammy had to Google it, too. He wasn't sure.
It's a fucking thing, guys. I swear to God.
All right, man.
It exists.
I totally believe you.
Didn't sound sarcastic at all.
No, it shouldn't have, because I totally believe
you.
All right, so what do you want to talk about?
What'd you do this week, man?
Nothing? Dude, I've been playing Jurassic World Evolution.
Yeah, I like that game.
Like it's cocaine, dude.
Is it fun?
Oh, my God.
I feel like, well, I watched this dude stream it.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember who the fuck I was watching play it.
So it wasn't me, then?
Definitely not.
Okay.
This was like a year ago when it came out.
Okay. Just say PewDiePie, dude.
It wasn't Pewds.
Just say PewDiePie. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it was.
Can't remember.
It just say PewDiePie.
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched it, and it seemed pretty cool until, you know, like, you got your park built, you got everything down, not much else you could do.
Well, that was my problem with cities, is that I ran out of cities to build. It's like, what else do I do now?
Get it on the fucking PC.
Okay, let me just go
do
that.
You master race piece of shit.
Let me go, you mean not master race?
No, I flipped it. Now it means the opposite.
I'm just going to move on to save you. But yeah, Jurassic Park is kind of like that. Oh, except in Jurassic Park, you can drive the Jeeps. Do you know that?
You can drive cars in cities.
Not like this. You could shoot your dinosaurs with a gun in this game.
I don't think you can shoot anybody in cities.
No, you cannot shoot anybody. Also, you can't drive a car in cities unless you download a mod, so.
You can in the fucking computer version.
No, in the console version only. It's actually a console exclusive.
It's the computer version.
Now, how much you want to bet?
It's on the computer.
With a mod?
Sure. Just like everything else that makes that game actually good.
It's in there.
On the console, you could suck my balls because I can get it on the damn computer, unlike you who cannot get...
Well, I could get it.
No, you can't.
I just couldn't stream it.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, you can't
get a new computer.
Oh, let me just go out to the store, buy one.
Sell your kidney.
Let me just load myself into a job canner and shoot myself into the job trees where I can pull jobbies or whatever he says. Job helmet. There's a job helmet somewhere involved, too. I don't remember. Maltese says, watch Kronk's New Groove. Maltese, we're in the middle of a show right now, all right? But we'll check it out when it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, I'll pass.
You think that'll be on Disney Plus?
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely it will be, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so
I feel like the Disney Vault is now going to be
100%, right? And the Fox Vault.
It's the oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. But I am kind of obsessed with Jurassic World Evolution. I was telling my chat, I'm actually a little upset it doesn't get more notoriety, because it's really good.
Yeah,
Jeff Goldblum's in it, man.
That makes it worse.
You don't like Jeff Goldblum?
I hate the Goldblum.
Well, I think Hammy doesn't like him either. So
I forgot his name the other day.
Jeff Goldblum's name?
Yeah,
that's not that big of a deal.
It was actually Sunday. We were at brunch at Sweet Spot.
Yeah. Uh huh.
And
you told me this on Sunday.
They
nothing
were,
about Jeff Goldblum, but that you ate there.
They were having a Super Smash Bros. Competition on the TV there.
What?
Like on ESPN 8 or something.
Okay.
Like the people actually weren't playing it. It was on TV.
Right. Okay.
I was very confused.
I'm confused now.
And then a goddamn apartments.com ad comes up and there's fucking gold.
There he is. He's
staring
the spokesman.
Me in the face
yep.
with his goddamn beady fucking eyes.
Yeah, dude. The way he says dinosaurs doesn't rage me. I'm going to be honest. Dinosaur.
Anything he says enrages me.
Like, say the word like I'm soaring through the clouds.
I'm soaring through the clouds.
Now say dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
You're doing it opposite to enrage me, and I know you are. I hate you so much.
Dinosaur?
He's like, dinosaur. Like, he emphasizes soar. The dinosaur. I wonder if I can Google it. There's got to be a video of this, right? Jeff Goldblum saying dinosaurs.
a thing. Him, the video of him drawing a dinosaur. He's definitely going to be saying drawing a dinosaur.
You think so?
Dinosaur in it.
I bet it's badly edited.
Okay, we're speeding and...
Really? You haven't done a lot of interviews?
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, I can't
this
wait.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
Thanks to Frontier, I was given the opportunity to interview the one and only Jeff Goldblum. It's safe to say I was little nervous.
I'm James, also known as the Game Beaver, and today...
Did he say James Olsen?
He did, right?
Everyone, I'm James, also known as the Game Beaver, and today...
I'm James, also known as...
Oh, buddy.
His name is James Beavers. He's the Gaming Beaver.
He just gnaws that game in wood, doesn't he?
How does the Game Beaver get to interview Jeff Goldblum?
I don't know.
Today, I'm going to be interviewing the one and only... Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. And what otherwise known as, what you're otherwise known as what?
The Gaming Beaver on YouTube.
Gaming Beavers or Beaver?
Beaver.
But the name is Beavers.
Beavers. It is Beavers. James Beavers.
Yes.
But it's, you're known as the Gaming Beaver.
Gaming Beaver, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, the Gaming Beaver.
Yeah. Oh,
we had the exact same reaction, man. Come on. You can't hate Jeff Goldblum for that. His name is the Gaming Beaver.
I can hate how he talks about it.
I like the way he talks.
It's his voice.
That's how he talks, man.
Can I say that...
Do you hate walking because of the way he talks?
Your name, Beavers, is interesting. I fucking hate it.
You hate Chris for walking because of the way he talks, man?
Nah, he's cool, man. He's slick.
Okay, all right.
I just want to say that my mom told me to tell you she thinks you're fabulous.
Oh, your mom is so sweet. What's her name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so, so much. When is she coming here? We can take a picture together and all that.
She would have loved
all
to.
All that, man. I'm getting in her pants.
He's doing great. This James Beaver guy is being the worst interviewer of all time. He hasn't asked a single question. Jeff Goldblum has 40 of these to do after James Beavers is done. And he's being nice.
Have come. Oh, she really would have.
Well, maybe I'll run into you guys. You know, I play. If you come back to L.A., I play piano in a jazz group.
Oh, right.
Of course
okay.
you did.
Every, I mean, that's pretty pompous, all right, Hammy.
I played a place called Rockwell. Right, so bring Rockwell. Your mom down, and I'll see you both there.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, take the invitation.
I'm going to get in your mom's
okay.
pants.
You sing
I will.
I don't, no.
You don't? Okay.
No. But maybe you'll help me. So,
well, I'll really? Yeah, I'd like to sing. Do you like, what kind of songs do you like?
Any songs?
Jeff Goldblum is interviewing this man.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Who do you think I'm more likely to run into, Jeff Goldblum or James Beavers?
Jeff Goldblum.
I agree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think James Beaver? Would it be inappropriate of me to completely derail the show and instead we do a deep dive on James Beavers?
I don't think it's going to go that deep, honest to God.
All right, man. Well, let's find out, okay?
I don't think it's going to go that deep.
I think we got to do some deep diving on James Beavers. So I'm going to Google James Beavers.
The most pointless segment. I mean, we've talked about pumping oxygen in this space.
I mean, he's on famousbirthdays.com, dude.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Most
YouTube,
popular.
YouTube sensation known as the Gaming Beaver, who has had tremendous success with his Jurassic World-related content. You might have watched this man! He's famous for Jurassic World!
No.
His viewed videos have generated more than 7 million views. Before fame, he joined the YouTube world with a channel called Beaver Media.
What's the game called?
Jurassic World Evolution. Look, dude. Some of his most popular content is based on the Colin Trevorrow directed blockbuster film Jurassic World. Do you think you could add yourself to this?
There, 85,000 views. The Gaming Beaver, right there, 2 days ago.
What's he playing?
Jurassic Park Evolution.
Well, why don't I get that many views, dude?
Because you're not named the Gaming Beaver. You're just some insignificant little twat.
Did you know when I stream Jurassic World Evolution? On Twitch, I'm the number one streamer of Jurassic World Evolution.
Why?
Because no one streams it.
That's dumb.
Isn't that crazy? But so you're telling me that 2 days ago he had 89,000 views? So you're telling me that me, paltry me, with barely double-digit viewers, is the number one streamer of this game on Twitch? But the guy on YouTube has 90,000 views? Explain that to me, man. Explain it to me. I need it to be explained.
Oh, sorry. 349,000 views 1 month ago.
Explain it to me, man.
If this is the guy I watched, I'm going to shoot
him. You probably watched him. No one else plays this game, dude. There's no way you watched the Gaming Beaver. You would have known. You would have been like, you would have came to
me. I might not have.
And been like, the Gaming Beaver. He watches on YouTube. Colby doesn't understand how Twitch works. He's an
Twitch
old man.
Twitch sucks.
Can you add yourself? There are 14 people more popular than him that were born on November 19th. That is just sad. That is sad. Calvin Klein. Dude, this makes me feel so... Do you know who any of these... Do you know who Rice Gum is? Do you know who Rice Gum is?
Sadly.
Okay, FaZe Rug. You know who that is?
FaZe Banks?
No, Rug.
No.
What about... You know Tyga?
Yeah.
Who's Reagan Beast? You know Reagan Beast?
No, he looks familiar.
Adam Driver's born on there, man. James Beavers.
Larry King
is more famous than Larry King, dude. All right, who's on my birthday? I want to know who's most famous on my birthday. I want to see who I have to compete with. Ariana Grande is over, dude.
On July 12th.
I'm never gonna beat Ariana and Amanda Cerny. Dude, I'm never going to beat her. She shows her boobs, dude. There's no way I'll ever beat her.
July...
Derek Jeter!
Shut your mouth, asshole! July 12th, 2018! I watched the Gaming Beaver! God damn it. Can't get a fucking word in.
Why did you watch the Gaming Beaver, man? You shouldn't have wanted to share your shame that badly.
I swear to God, I watched way more of these videos than what YouTube's telling me I did.
Apparently you did. But you watched the Gaming Beaver play it.
I did.
Okay.
I think the person I watched was Lionheart X10.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Can we get back to me?
Yes.
Who is Jeanette McCurdy? McCurdy.
McCurdy?
Who is that?
I don't know.
Hammy said it like she's
special. She looks
special.
Familiar.
Where do you think? You think I would, like Derek Jeter's on here,
Aubrey
man.
Plaza.
It's actually, there's
was
actually...
Was that Michael Vick? Nick Offerman?
There are so many famous people that have my birthday. This
Michael
is not fair.
Michael Vick?
How am I supposed to do this, dude? This is impossible. Also, why is Michael Vick more famous than Nick Offerman? That's not fair. All he did was murder dogs.
Do mine. Let's see. Sean Hayes?
Who's that?
Fucking Will and Grace?
Oh. You're the 10th, right?
Yeah.
Chris
oh,
Dixon.
Shit. Kate Upton. What's up?
How is Chris Dixon more popular than Kate Upton?
I don't know who that
who
is.
Who is Giannina Politantino? What is this guy's haircut?
Is that the chick from fucking Always Sunny?
No, that is not the McPoyle, the cat lady. No way.
No, I was going to say the other one, the Dennis Marys.
Yeah, the cat lady.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
not
the
her,
cat
no.
lady.
Can you get this guy's hair?
I basically have it.
No, it's like if your hair married my hair.
Yeah. There's not a lot of people. Who the fuck is Brock Butler?
He's a YouTube star, man. Sasha Obama. Dude, look at all these people. Prince Philip, dude.
There's not a lot of famous people born on my birthday. What the fuck?
Look at all these kids. Naya Renee? Dude, how mad would you be if you're Lee Bryce?
Pretty fucking mad.
And you're less famous than Naya Renee. And on the same thing, how would you feel if you're Prince Philip and you're less famous than Chris Dixon? Who's Chris Dixon? Do you know who that is?
No. Nobody.
This is disgusting, dude.
Nobody born on my birthday.
There's a million born on my birthday. They all waited.
Try Brits.
I don't know her birthday.
September 9th.
I'm having trouble clicking.
This is interesting for no reason at all.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, wow.
Same birthday, dude. Hunter Hayes. I don't know who Ronnie Hawk is. Colonel Sanders, dude! She shares a birthday with Colonel Sanders!
Wow.
Who are all these kids? Princess Ella 13?
J.R. Smith? Wow, that's sad for him.
Why is that sad for J.R. Smith?
Because he's J.R. Smith and he's below that 13-year-old.
He's over Hugh Grant. I wouldn't expect that.
This is
Interesting.
Stone Street, dude? What is this? There's a lot of them on Brett's birthday, man. My God. Wow.
Instagram star. That counts now?
Of course it does.
I fucking,
Instagram people make lots of money.
I hate life.
Why would you be surprised by that? You think YouTube's any better than Instagram, dude? Come on now.
YouTube requires creating.
Instagram doesn't?
No.
What do you mean?
Instagram is picture. Tink.
You can put videos on Instagram.
Yeah, but it's pictures.
No, it's a lot of videos.
It's or definitely albums. Pictures. And the videos on Instagram are lazy. Just, hey, I'm in Maui.
Are you sure?
Look.
Are you sure you know that? Or are you just
I know
assuming
for
because,
the most part.
Like, you feel like you should be yelling, "Get off my lawn!" right now. I feel like you're not cool enough to know how Instagram works, man.
I know how Instagram works.
No, there's 13-year-old YouTube stars. All the people who watch them, they're the Instagram people. All right? We're not in the Instagram demographic. We're too old.
True.
All right? We still... Well, you never work into anything cool, to be honest. Ever. Not one thing.
No.
No.
Pot.
Pot isn't cool.
Well, not anymore.
That's like being like alcohol. It's cool.
It was cool back then.
What, when you were 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's cool when you're 15.
Before it was legalized.
It's still not legal, technically.
It's pretty close.
Not here it ain't.
Not here it ain't.
You know that they, you know, it's legal, it's becoming legal in Oklahoma now, right?
Yeah, it's all four states around
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's every state but us.
Yeah.
You know why, did you hear the latest reason why they said it wouldn't be legalized here? Mm-hmm. Because it would increase... police pullovers. They would have to pull more people over, and the police force couldn't sustain it.
Oh, no.
That's the reason that they gave.
Like, they don't do it already?
No, man. Clearly not. There's going to be at least 30% more of them out there on the roads.
I'm fine with that, actually. Keep the high asses off my road. People already drive like assholes.
You know that they're... If you're going to smoke weed and drive... Those people are most likely already smoking weed and driving.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what I would say. You want to watch some stuff, man?
Mm.
Have you seen the new Star Wars trailer? With Evil Rey?
Yeah, man.
You want to watch it?
Let's do it.
Let's watch it. Let's watch it, man.
Just skip to the part that's new.
Oh, what, man? You don't want to go through the nostalgia bomb, dude?
No.
Come on, man.
They pulled the same move as Marvel for
it. Yeah, it's the same as the Avengers
it's
trailer.
The exact same move. Music, however, just...
Come on, man.
Perfect.
Come on, man.
But as we learned from Game of Thrones, music does not do everything.
Nostalgia, dude. Come on. Come on. Hammy, you're speaking sense, all right? And that doesn't happen here in Kansas, all right? Not in my state, bro.
Also, super spoiler alert for, like, all the other Star Wars.
I mean, if you ain't seen him by now, dude.
1,000 generations live in you now.
Where's Jar Jar, man?
I don't think he made it.
But this is your fight.
He didn't make the cut.
Sad. BB-8 did.
What's going on there, man?
That's Nathan Drake.
Well, yeah, but what's the festival for? They having Coachella and Star Wars?
Maybe, dude.
Your journey. Yes, it's in.
Is it purple? Is that purple? It's a bluish. Come on, man. Come on, man. What you think, man?
Can you go back to...
Is the hype real, dude?
Can you go back to Dark Rey real quick?
Yeah.
Just, like, freeze it, like, right there.
Okay.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Is she still wearing the buns? Because it's clear that hood is sitting on something that's not her fucking head.
Dude, you gotta look good.
It looks like she has an extra 5,000 head on top of her head.
Well, I mean, now that you say that, yeah, I'm not gonna be able to unsee it.
Yeah,
thanks for that.
That's the first thing I fucking saw, was this looks like a very bad cosplay, and you didn't take the buns out your hair. Take the buns out your fucking hair!
What about...
The hood looks less menacing...
This is what I...
When I could see the blackness between your head and the top of the hood.
This is what I saw first. My first thought was really another frickin' planet-destroying laser. I'm just so tired of planet-destroying lasers,
man. It's
not
a planet-destroying.
How do you know?
Because that's a very small laser.
I'm tired of big lasers. I'm tired of it.
It's a big laser, bro.
I'm tired of big lasers, dude. How many big lasers do we need? What about these Star Destroyers,
though,
man?
That's pretty cool, though.
What about these Star Destroyers, man? They're, like, in lightning and stuff, you know? We got the old ships. Look, there's Y-Wings. There's B-Wings, dude. We're getting back into the Star Wars stuff, man. Look at
that.
Yeah,
no shit. They had to revert real hard to get the fans back.
Look at this Imperial Star Destroyers, man. Not the what are they, Resistance? Right?
Nope.
No, that's the bad ones, right?
First Order.
Who's the Resistance?
It's the good people.
Oh, my God. Oh, whatever. It's the Empire, right?
That is the Empire.
That's the Empire, man! Yeah. Where they've been hiding those bad boys?
Fucking, it's gonna be Palpatine, man. Just
yeah.
whipping
Well, this is his voice, right?
Out. Yeah.
Like, this is him speaking, right?
A second ago,
that was
yeah.
a ton of black. It's too much black, dude.
No, it was like literally 2 seconds before.
You're
that.
2 seconds. Also, look, why do all of these Star Wars movies have a battle on a really thin thing with massive waves of something?
That's a good point.
Like, they've been doing that in every movie since the prequels.
Well, a lot of bridges, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of railless bridges.
Like, it seems unnecessary. Also, I feel like all these bridges that they're fighting on, they're way too close to whatever they're bridging over. Like, this is not OSHA approved. Right? Like...
No, that's because this is the fucking Death Star, you gigantic...
That's the Death Star?
There's a turret right there over in the fucking left. You back it up a little bit, you can see the fucking gun.
So they're fighting on the Death Star?
No shit.
Why?
Because...
Why don't they go fight over here?
They're going to get a fucking MacGuffin that is in the Death Star ruins on Endor. That will happen.
Are they going to fight there?
Apparently. That's definitely not the end fight, though.
What do you think the end fight is? You think the Rey thing is...
I think it's a clone.
Real? Who's a clone?
That Dark Rey. I'm thinking they're going with that Starkiller plotline from the Force Unleashed games.
They can't just steal a video game plot, can they? I do think clones are going to be involved somehow.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking Rey was Palpatine's
because
experiment.
Because the Emperor's alive, right?
That's why there's two of them. One of them got taken by someone who cared for her in the facility where they're making these clones. They left her on Jakku, a place where they thought that the Empire would never find her.
Right.
And then he tried again, and then she became dark, and then that's the one that we see there. Or it's a fucking vision, and they just debated us.
I like yours, man.
I know. It's a better plot.
Menace had a theory, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, his theory was that Rey was going to turn bad, and... Kylo was going to turn good by the end of the movie.
See, that's the only way to redeem Kylo Ren. If it's the story of the Skywalkers.
I definitely think he's going to turn good,
she's not
right?
a Skywalker unless she's a clone from Anakin.
I mean, if they're copying the original trilogy, which it seems like they're doing, then the bad guy would turn good at the end.
Yeah, but he's done some fucked up shit, bro.
Well, yeah, but so did Darth Vader.
He killed Han Solo.
Darth Vader killed Obi-Wan.
He killed nobody.
He also blew up a planet.
Obi-Wan killed himself.
He also blew up a planet.
Well, those people deserve to die.
I don't know if the Alderaan people deserve to die.
Did you see them? They were living high and mighty.
What's that? So you can live high and mighty, you
Dark
die?
Dark Knight rising it right now, babe.
Storm
is coming.
Is that what you're saying?
Storm is coming.
He's Bane.
Darth Vader, yeah.
He's Bane.
For sure.
And that's okay?
Gothamites deserved it.
Okay, Gothamites.
Mm-hmm.
Gothinians?
It's Gothamites, bro.
How do you know that?
I know.
Okay, man. I'll take your word on it. All right. Well, before we get to the Joker trailer and all that stuff, all right?
I mean, I'm pretty hyped.
They released this official timeline of Star Wars. Do you care at all about this?
No, because it's everything that's already happened.
What do you mean?
There's three, four new things on there.
Well, yeah. The Captain or the Carizian Andor show, whatever it is, and the Obi-Wan Kenobi show are both happening.
So are all the ones on the right TV shows?
Yes,
no,
correct.
No, that's Rogue One. I see Rogue One on there. And Solo.
Okay, so the ones on the left are the Skywalker saga. The ones on the right are everything else.
So that's Star Wars Resistance going to be a movie, or do you think that's going to be
a TV show? That's a TV show.
What's the one underneath it? I can't read it.
Where are you reading?
Right under the Resistance.
Oh, right here?
Yeah, that thing.
That's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. That's the Disney theme park.
That doesn't fucking count.
I mean, it takes place.
It doesn't take place.
I mean, it does.
No.
They have actors, and they have plots, and they have rides with stories. Like, all the rides and stuff, they exist, and they're in the canon.
Nope.
You can't just say no.
Did you see the thing on Reddit that Ewan McGregor has a brother, and he's a pilot, and his call sign is Obi-2?
What? But it's W-A-N, isn't it?
Yeah. Obi-1, Obi-2.
Yeah, but it's not one.
Right. It's a pun. Do you not appreciate dad puns? Because that's definitely a dad
not,
pun.
But it's not supposed to be taken that way.
Well, that's the way they took it. Who are you to control how they take things? You sound like a joke police right now.
Dude, okay, explain to me again, who is it?
It's Ewan McGregor's brother.
And he's what?
He's a pilot.
Oh, in real life?
Yep.
Oh.
There you go, click.
I feel like you said Obi-Wan's brother.
No, I said
I think
McGregor
you said
brother.
Obi-Wan's brother. And so I was thinking, like, at Galaxy's Edge, there's Obi-Wan's brother, and he's going by Obi-2.
No.
Okay, well then, yeah, I approve of his decision to be Obi-2.
Okay.
That's funny, then. He absolutely didn't.
No, I said Ewan
See,
McGregor.
See, Fictional is saying that you absolutely didn't say Ewan McGregor.
I said Ewan McGregor.
He's saying that you absolutely said Obi-Wan.
I'm gonna
to me,
kill
so
you.
That's what he said to me, man.
I wouldn't ruin the joke by saying Obi-Wan.
Maybe you
one.
Sometimes, man, you do it on accident.
I'm gonna stab you.
Don't stab me
with your fucking face.
Okay, you ever seen a tier list on Reddit? You know those tier lists. This thing.
Oh yeah.
This is the Dark Lord tier list.
Yeah,
do you agree or disagree?
I saw that. What's the Bane one?
Bane. Where's Bane?
A. All the way to the right.
Oh. I don't know. Great question.
I know that there is
Must
a
be
Sith.
Something we didn't watch.
I'm pretty sure there's a Sith called Dark Bane.
Well, that's probably him then.
And that would be my guess, and they just photoshopped Bane's face.
This is Darth Jar Jar and the Darth C-3PO from the trailer, which are both memes, clearly.
Yep.
And then you got Palpatine. I would agree with him being up there. I don't know who this is, or this, or this. That's Darth Vader and B. And then this is the guy from Knights of the Old Republic. I recognize him from the box art. No idea. No idea, Darth Maul.
Half of Darth Maul.
The top half.
Yeah, the bottom
half. The bottom half's down here on E. And then D tier is just Dooku, which makes sense because his name is Dooku. So it's D tier, you know. And then the E tier, don't know, Snoke, the bottom half.
The first one is Ventress.
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
What's she from?
Clone Wars.
Okay. And then the bottom, the F tier, is Rey and Kylo Ren.
Why is S at the top? Is that for Sith?
It's Japanese. S is the best.
Oh.
In Japanese.
Okay.
They're weird, dude. Don't question Japan.
All right.
Dooku about to get executed? Well, of course, man.
Never seen the third one?
Do it. That's where Do It comes from. All right, man. You want to watch this Joker trailer?
Yeah.
You seen this?
It looks super dumb.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it looks super
Stop
dumb.
Stop watching things without me. You're so rude.
Dude, it looks so dumb.
How do you feel like it looks?
It looks fucking dumb.
Can you please stop bothering my kid?
Shut up, lady! He's not doing anything bad! That lady's to blame for the Joker!
I have some bad news for you. This is the last time we'll be meeting.
What?
I don't know, man.
We don't listen to you. You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job? Are you having any negative thoughts?
I mean, I guess this trailer does something good because I had no idea what the climax is going to be.
Negative thoughts.
God, Joaquin Phoenix is such a great Joker, though. I mean, he's a great actor.
Finally, in a world where everyone thinks they can do my job, check out this guy.
When I was a little boy and told people I was going to be a comedian, everyone laughed at me. Well, no one's laughing now.
You can say that again, pal.
Is that Robert De Niro?
It's Robert De Niro.
Actually, that was a good joke, too. I liked that joke. I'm going to steal that for my stream.
It's so awful, isn't it?
So from what I get, he starts an uprising of clowns.
For my whole life.
That's the only thing it shows.
I didn't know if I even really existed. But I do. And people are starting to notice.
You think this is funny? Is this a joke to you?
Dark Knight crossover.
That's the guy from The Dark Knight, isn't it?
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
I don't know. It kind of looks good to me.
It looks so dumb. The clown.
My problem is I still have a fundamental issue with it, which is I don't know if we're supposed to feel bad for him.
This is number one.
At the end of the movie. Like,
number one on trending.
Like, I guess, am I supposed to go into this movie and push everything I know about the Joker out of my mind?
Yes, because it's a completely different Joker.
Like, it's not like comics... I'm not supposed to think about...
I doubt it.
Like, the movies, definitely not. They've said that this is not related to the movies. But, like, I'm going to have a hard time sympathizing with the Joker, knowing that he's the Joker.
Well, this is before he's the Joker, though.
Well, yeah, but still, I'm supposed to watch all these bad things happen to him and then be like, yeah, I could see me snapping. Like, yeah. No. Mm. No.
Well, nothing from that trailer, absolutely
well,
not.
But, I mean,
like, you get beat up in New York. Wow, really?
Yeah, oh, he got made fun of because he wasn't funny. Why don't you tune into twitch.tv/ZSwig someday? Like,
people got it hard, bro.
Literally, Batman should be here right now if that's the criteria. I'm just telling you, like, I just don't...
Batman.
I might watch that specifically for Joaquin Phoenix.
He's all right.
Dude, he looks great.
He's all right.
I feel like it's going to be another Christian Bale situation. Actually, Heath Ledger would be a better comparison. Like, you lose the actor to the character in that movie a little bit. You don't feel that?
That's Joaquin Phoenix. You ever seen the interview he did with David Letterman?
He's crazy. Yeah. Well, he's a method actor. He's like Daniel Day-Lewis, but he forgot to tell everybody.
No, but also in real life, he's crazy.
No. You're talking about when he had the big beard? That was all performance art. That whole thing was for a role.
What role?
I'm not there. The documentary he did about his life. He pulled Daniel Day-Lewis slash Borat, where he pretended to be this person for years so he could then get the public reaction on it and then make a commentary on it. I'm not saying it's normal. Okay, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, that's
But he
weird.
Had more money than Jesus, so if anyone's going to do it, I mean, it might as well be him. I mean,
what was his big breakout role? Do you know?
Walk the Line.
Oh, really?
Right?
I mean, that's the first one I can remember.
Right, that's what I would
think. Then again, I don't know.
Well, I think he did Walk the Line, and then he did the big beard thing, and it ruined it. But he's a great actor. Like, everything you see him in, he's great. Like, there's a bunch of old movies, like, I guess you should say old, like, indie movies, like that Her movie he was great in.
Well, Her was good.
The Master, he's great in that.
There's another movie out that has Jonah Hill in it that I wanted to watch with him in it.
How do you spell Joaquin?
J-O-A.
I would never have gotten that.
Yeah.
I knew the J, I would have ended right there. All right, let's see. What movies did he do? I mean, he's got his own Wikipedia page just for his filmography. He was in Gladiator. He played the Emperor in Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
This guy,
you
know, that might have been the first big one.
That was probably.
That might have been the first big one. Then he was in Signs, never saw Signs. The Village.
Signs was big, though.
Never saw him in the Village. I saw The Village, but I don't remember him in that. Was he? No, Adrian Brody was the mentally disturbed guy, right?
I can't remember The Village.
Was Joaquin Phoenix the leader? He might have been the leader. I just saw the gnat in your face.
Yeah.
It just went in your face. Yeah, and then Walk the Line.
I watched We Own the Night.
Reservation Road.
That had Eva Mendez in it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm Still Here. See, it's a mockumentary with co-writer Casey Affleck. I bet this entire thing talks about it. In 2008, while rehearsing for a charity event, actor Joaquin Phoenix with Casey Affleck's camera watching tells people he's quitting acting to pursue a career in rap music. Over the next year, Joaquin writes, rehearses, and performs to an audience. He approaches Sean Combs in hope he'll produce the record. We see Phoenix in his home. He parties, smokes, balls out. His two-man entourage talks philosophically with Affleck and comments on celebrity. Throughout the filming period, Phoenix remained in character for public appearances, giving many the impression he was genuinely pursuing a new career.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was all fake.
That's weird.
And then he came back and he was totally normal. He said, according to Phoenix, the film arose from his amazing that people believed reality television shows claims of being unscripted. By claiming to retire from acting, he and his friend and brother-in-law, Casey Affleck, planned to make the film that, quote, explored celebrity and explored the relationship between the media and consumers and the celebrities themselves, end quote, through their film. After surprising Hollywood by abruptly announcing his retirement in 2008, allegedly in order to focus on his music, Phoenix and Affleck began filming the documentary, which followed Phoenix as he began a career making hip-hop music. Allegedly managed by Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Okay, now I have to watch that.
Yeah, because it's a because he literally went like Borat style. Yeah, but he also didn't. Like that's why I kind of combined it with Daniel Day-Lewis because he never intentionally went out to bamboozle people like Borat does. Mm-hmm. Like Sacha Baron Cohen goes out purposely. Is extravagant to get people to say things they normally wouldn't. Joaquin Phoenix was just that guy,
mm-hmm.
which but he didn't tell anybody. Like I feel like he could have told Dave, like, "Hey, by the way, I'm not really quitting acting. This is for a role, but pretend like it's not." You know, like I feel like he could have done that.
Yeah, no.
But because he didn't, then it is kind of like Borat,
right?
But
no, and you can't tell him, or else you're not going to get the genuine reaction. He wanted the genuine reaction.
Apparently,
it's more of a social experiment.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a social experiment. Mm-hmm. But like you said, is it necessary?
Borat was like a comic social experience.
Have you ever watched Sacha Baron Cohen's newest show, This Is America, or whatever it's called on Showtime?
I feel like I watched an episode of it.
I did too. I don't know why I didn't keep watching it.
Yeah.
I think you know what it is. Mm. Back in 2005 or 6, whenever Borat came out, like...
Did I get it? Nope, that's just Mike.
Sorry?
You just hit your mic so hard that the foam exploded off of it. I feel like in 2006, we were still under the impression that not all politicians were idiots. You think that's possible? It also is
not
totally...
Not all of them, yes.
It's also totally possible mm-hmm. that we're too young to know how idiotic they
Probably
were. I would like
that,
to preface
yes,
this.
But
I feel like now when I watch America... And he's talking to politicians and gun activists and Nazis and everything else he does. I'm just like, I already know.
Yeah.
This isn't shocking to me anymore.
Right.
I think it's pre-Twitter. It was more shocking than it is now when I just see a retweet of some idiot.
Yep.
You know? It's like,
yeah, it was just too much. It was right around the time
anymore,
where
I was
just kind of getting sick of it because I was really into politics for a year.
Yeah, Chuck Hardwood, man. Remember him?
Well, even before that.
How's Chuck doing?
Even before that, I was way leftist, Barry Cumberland,
the guy who plays Doctor Strange?
No, Barry Cumberland.
Who's that?
He's Chuck Hardwood, except for the left.
Does he talk like this?
No, he talks like this, and he's very for women's rights.
What's wrong with being for women's rights, man?
Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, sure.
Fuck women, get back in the kitchen. That's Chuck Hardwood.
There was Chuck. How you doing, Chuck?
Hey, man. No, Barry would be my alternate persona of me when I watched the Young Turks like a shit.
I remember the Young
and
Turks.
And that was my very Democratic leaning standpoint where I was very Bernie Sanders.
Bernie
Sanders, bro. He's my homie.
Bernie Sandy, dude.
Bernie Sanders.
You should pitch that to him, dude. That's a hip name.
That is a good name. If that fucking catches on, I'm claiming it. I'm claiming
it. What are you going to claim it with?
I'm claiming it.
No one cares.
I'm claiming it. Bernie Sanders, brat.
Fictional Matter will know. Hammy Nana will know. That'll literally be it.
That's fine.
I'll know.
That's enough for me.
Chris will probably know because we're yelling. But other
That's
than that, no
me.
One will know. Or no Sandys. Who needs PK and Sandys.
And no, that was also right around the time where I started to, like, you know, question things.
So you started to hear the rhetoric and then you're like, this sucks?
No, I saw that Bernie had the rhetoric and had the people, yet Hillary still won the nomination. And
oh, yeah, I mean, that was messed
up. It was
all
rigged. And
well, so are you for Bernie this year?
No.
Who are you for now?
No one. I'm not voting.
Welcome to my side, dude. That's right.
Fuck it. Mm. It don't matter.
Taylor ain't here to yell at us, man.
Regardless, no matter what, it don't matter.
That's right.
Do the same shit.
Still influencing you, man. This is the right attitude. It don't matter. Nothing matters. You can't do anything. You're not rich.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Like, I mean, a part of me wants to do the American thing and vote.
Why?
But then again, part of me doesn't care.
Wait for the boomers to die. Then I'm going to go vote.
It doesn't matter.
No.
No. Even if you vote, whoever you vote for, Democrat, Republican, regardless, whoever gets in there is going to do the same fucking shit.
Well, that's probably true, but
Obama did the most surveillance and drone strikes out of any fucking president ever, and that...
Dude, drones are cool, dude.
Not for the people getting blown up by them.
Well, they don't know. They're dead.
Like, maybe that one American citizen that he probably blew up somewhere in Iraq.
They probably would have been shot in a school anyway if they weren't over there, so...
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying.
That's
is that,
humor, that is.
Both sides...
I've said, look, my actual standpoint on this is nothing will matter except socially, which is the only thing that really impacts my day-to-day life. Changing taxes, updating tariffs, those don't affect me really. Making gay marriage legal, that's a big deal to me, all right?
Yeah.
So there are differences, but the reason I don't vote is because I live in Kansas. And because of the Electoral College, it doesn't matter. My vote might as well be a fart in space, dude. It does not matter.
Okay.
We're a red state. We'll be a red state. There's nothing I can do. My votes go to the red guy, no matter
what. I'll give you that.
I do.
Not everything stays the same if you vote one way or the other. I don't think we would have gotten gay marriage legal if there was a Republican in the White House. But anything.
Fictional, literally here. The Republicans sometimes run unopposed. Like,
Our governor?
Our governor was a Democrat.
Yeah.
But occasionally we elect Democrats, but that's because, shocker, the large metro areas vote Democrat. Just like the rest of the country.
Yeah.
But,
also,
a lot of farmers here.
Also, we got a stain recently of this man with the last name of Brownback. Dude. And anybody who relates to him is not going to get voted for.
Pompeo runs the CIA now, man.
That's true.
Isn't that crazy?
That's not an elected
Well, no, but he's appointed by the man who got elected.
Well.
And guess who elected him? Kansas.
It's true.
Red state, dude.
Okay. Social issues, you are correct. Those
And those are the ones that are,
but
are important.
Anything that
in
ever will go up against the... The war industrial
complex. If China wants to bomb us, nothing's
going
to stop that from happening, Republican or Democrat.
I mean, nothing military-wise that we do right now is going to stop Republican or Democrat.
That's the one thing I actually like about Bernie, which, in my opinion, will never happen. He wants to be like, how about we make 50 less tanks and we pay for college? You know, I like that. That'll never happen.
No.
Because everyone will be like, if we don't have tanks, the freaking Mexicans gonna come over the wall! You know, and
because,
that's gonna be a problem.
I've had this conversation with Britt, who's pretty Republican.
Yeah.
Or I was like, I think our military budget's absolutely ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
And then she's like, well, no, it goes to the troops and things like that.
What
I'm
do you
like,
mean it goes
well,
to
it
the
should,
troops?
But it doesn't. It goes to buying planes
and
shit.
Yeah, it doesn't
go
to the troops. Yeah.
If it went where it should, then sure, fine, budget, fine. But no, these R&D projects... And
I'm not fine with that either!
I'm fine with that.
Why?
Fuck. You gonna go sign up for the military tomorrow?
No!
Then
but if
pay
I was
those
the
men
type
whatever
of,
the fuck they need to do.
But if someone... Here's what I... My point. Pay has no factor in me signing up for the military. They
no,
can be like,
but
hey,
also services like, maybe the VA.
Well, those people definitely aren't taken care of.
My point.
What I mean is I don't want Matthew's dad to be a millionaire.
No. I don't want them to get paid ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah.
I want them to be able to get the benefits that
they
sign up for,
the other set,
yet that don't happen.
The other Seth Neiman, the one who got his legs blown off?
Yeah, that one.
That man can have money. He can get some money. He got his legs blown off, dude.
Yeah. I mean, even if his legs didn't get blown off, and it was a dude who saw that dude's legs get blown off.
That's
and
also
was also
up.
Being shot at or exploded at.
Do you feel like
that dude's fucked up as well? Not physically, but mentally, yeah, for sure.
Fictional says maybe they should just get what they're told they'll get.
Yeah, that's my fucking point.
That'd be a good place to start.
Maybe we should take some money from tanks and give it to, you know, the places
that
handle that.
But we also could... There's so much money we're spending on tanks that we could also do other things.
Our military budget would be fine if it went where it went, but it doesn't go where it needs to go, like, and so therefore I feel that we can do some renovating.
There are just so many more things we could do with that money. It really does... And, like, I know... This is conspiracy theory, Seth, right now. Okay, I'm putting on my conspiracy theory hat, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I personally don't think that anyone talks about it. Like, I know that occasionally you see it on Twitter. People, there is noise. But for the most part, no one talks about it. It's not a hot topic issue like
the military budget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's because it'll, like, everyone just accepts it.
Right.
And so that's
because
that'll
never for the
change.
Most part, they think military budget goes to military people.
I don't know if they do.
When that's not the case, I feel like a lot of people must.
I think a lot of people don't think about it
because I mean, you know, all the stuff we're building is basically obsolete the second we build it.
I know. I'm not saying
like
that
tanks.
Right.
When's the last time we used tanks
in the parade? Yeah.
Drones, man.
Yeah.
They're far cheaper and far more effective.
Right.
Satellites. Bombing from fucking space.
But we need all these jets and stuff,
yeah,
man.
We don't need jets.
You know what we need?
You know they stopped making aircraft carriers because we don't fucking need them because drones exist?
You know what we need? Submarines. Drones.
Why do you need submarines?
Dude, because submarines are the silent killers, dude.
Well, I mean,
submarines,
if you need to launch a nuclear missile,
or,
sure.
Yeah, and you can't track.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
It's called fucking sonar.
Well, you have to be within the range of them.
They got higher tech sonar now, man.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Dude, those nuclear subs.
Visualize the Mariana Trench, man.
Dude, look at this. Our nuclear subs. Invisible? Detectable? Detect.
That's not how you spell detect.
Detect. This is why I can't go in military. Detectable.
Seems like it's too easy to detect.
All the nuclear submarines in the world in one chart? Oh, that's way less exciting than I thought. It's literally just a picture of all the submarines.
It's silhouettes, bro.
Yeah. I was like, actually, like, went to Google Map and be like,
what happened to the rest of our topics? You got so many more trailers and
things.
They're
all trailers, and I don't know if any of them are worth watching.
I've seen the Lucy in the Sky trailer. What is that?
Can you just believe me that they're really hard to detect?
Sure.
I need you to believe that.
That's fine. I believe.
Okay.
USdebtclock.org.
I don't want to look at that.
Yeah, we don't need to see that.
Yeah, I don't want to look. That'll hurt me.
Lucy in the Sky with Lucy in the Sky.
Okay.
I know that
I've
stars
got this
Natalie
one.
Portman.
I don't have any idea.
And
okay.
Whatever the fuck the other person
Here's
is.
Here's the trailers I got.
Somebody's in it.
The King, Lucy in the Sky, The Laundromat. That's it. Okay, those three movies are really popular right now. Don't know anything about them.
I can't tell if Lucy in the Sky is a biopic or not.
Let's watch. I have no idea what this is. No clue. I know it's a Beatles song.
Time to wrap it up.
So that's the ISS.
Okay.
Just a few more minutes.
Is this about the lady who hacks the person?
Hacks who?
You didn't hear about that?
No, what?
You didn't hear about the astronaut in space? There's a lady astronaut on ISS who hacked her ex-wife. Like her financial records. It's the first ever space crime. That happened, dude. That's a real thing.
Space crime?
Space crime, man.
Oh,
and now
shit.
There's like this whole thing about it because people don't know, like, who. There's no space jurisdiction. Like, oh, she was over Albania, so I guess Albania.
What pod was she in?
Dude, I don't know.
Because it determines. There's a Russia pod, there's a US pod, there's a Japan pod, there's a China pod. Depending on what pod she was in.
Can I ask you something?
What?
If me and you were on ISS.
Yep.
Would the thought ever cross your mind that you could kill me and it would be out of jurisdiction?
I feel like that's got to go through those astronauts'
right?
minds all the time.
How have someone not been murdered?
Like, I mean, obviously they're going to get some sort of punishment.
Would they?
Yeah, you killed somebody. There's proof. There's a you can't dispose of the dead body.
But there's no laws in space!
I mean, maybe you could open a hatch and just let them out, but then how would you explain them being gone?
Dude, they got sucked out, dude.
Yeah,
malfunction.
Space malfunction.
We should make a movie about space crime, dude. And call it space crime.
Dude, how has nobody not done that?
I know, dude!
Like, Life was pretty close. It was aliens
Wasn't
attacking.
Wasn't that more of a horror movie?
Yeah,
though?
It was a horror alien. But this could be a horror human stabbing.
Yeah, we need space crime, dude.
That's...
Like, we could Tarantino it up and literally just have...
That's a fucking other thing. If you see a movie come out anytime soon that's about space crime, somebody from Hollywood listen to this
show. And if you see a movie come out anytime soon about money raining down under
Not
the Sahara...
Not that one.
That's also us. Okay, should we play this trailer? Mm-mm. We didn't really get anywhere with it, so...
Not literally.
Star Wars is about space crime.
I saw Damn my it. House from space. Not literally, but my life.
Why she got a fake accent, dude? I don't like movies where people have fake accents.
That's why I'm saying, is it a fucking biopic or not? I don't know.
Yep, there it is.
Also, this 4x3 bullshit.
Andrew Goodwin has a theory that he can tell who's walked in space just by the
way. Oh, yeah, John.
It's more than a theory.
Dude, he's sexy.
You keep your eye on this one. She'll show you how it's done.
I'm so proud of you.
Love you to the moon and back.
You know Michael Collins?
Of course, Apollo 11 flew the command module for Neil and Buzz.
So you know that after he dropped them, he circled the moon for hours.
Can he stop with the beard?
He can't.
We get it.
It's a signature thing, bro.
We get it. He forms boats. We get it.
He forms boats.
Stop, dude. That's enough.
Man's a man's man, all right?
It literally makes my penis get smaller when I see that beard. Permanently.
Yeah, permanently. It's shrinking.
Mm-hmm. Hours. Inside the module, he wrote, "I am now truly alone and absolutely alone from any known life. I am it."
You're telling me someone hasn't thought about murder when that running through their head, you know?
Right? Like, what if the dude just took off and left the dudes on the moon?
Yeah.
I need to get back up there.
It's a little cut in the suit, man. That's all it takes.
Younger, so you're just gonna have to work harder.
Look at you. Straight arrow. You've never done a thing wrong in your life.
I've done plenty of things wrong.
Really?
This has gotta be a biopic.
Hit me.
Dr. Plimpton,
that was a good pickup line.
Last recessions.
I'm giving everything to this program, to the mission.
Kills me to say it, but our girl's been pretty inconsistent recently.
Cola aboard?
Negative. I can finish.
Cola.
She's tough cookie.
Get the latch off.
Not everyone can handle the ride.
I'm pulling you out of the running for a riot.
No. If I were a man, you would...
Excuse me?
I know what you're doing, but you're gonna lose because I'm a winner. This is not a drill.
Hey, April.
Grab your stuff.
It just doesn't make because I didn't see based on a true story anywhere in this.
Beginning to worry.
You're acting so strange.
I'm good. All systems go.
What's it like up there?
Only place where anything makes sense.
I hear that.
You know what? Her accent's pretty good, actually.
It's not bad.
You know, that was a good trailer, actually. I don't feel like I'd have any interest in that movie, but that trailer was pretty good. Well, let's look her up, because I'm curious. She's got to be real, right? The astronaut returns to Earth with a slightly later mission and begins an affair with a fellow astronaut. She heads into a downward spiral.
The comic book character?
And she loses her connection to the family when her lover begins another affair with an astronaut trainee. The film is loosely based on astronauts Lisa Nowak's criminal activity around in her romantic involvement fellow astronaut. This isn't the hacker lady, is it? No, charges of attempted kidnapping. So it is. It is based on a person.
That's so weird.
You know what I really hate? Okay, and this is stupid. This is a really stupid thing to hate. But I really hate that all these people in these biopics are attractive. Like, if you were the boss of both John Hamm and Natalie Portman, you would be like, I'm in a coma dream. These people, this attractive, don't exist in NASA.
Uh-huh. Right. You're absolutely right.
Also, I'm Nick Offerman. That doesn't exist. Maybe in reality.
You being the boss, you're Nick Offerman? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would love to be Nick Offerman. Would you rather be Nick Offerman or John Hamm? That's a tough one, actually.
I'd go Nick.
Oh, man.
Well, John Hamm can't grow a beard.
He can, yeah, absolutely. And Hammy said, have you seen him without a beard, Nick Offerman? He looks bad. I disagree. That movie, The Founder, with Kevin Birdman? I don't remember his name. What's his name? I want to say Kevin Nealon, but that's not the right guy. It's not Kevin Bacon.
It's not Kevin, asshole. Shut up.
Michael?
Michael Keaton.
Keaton. Michael Keaton.
Thank you.
You got it. That movie had Nick Offerman beardless because Nick Offerman played one of the brothers who founded McDonald's.
Fucking Kevin.
He looked great in that movie, dude.
God damn it. Kevin.
Looked great in that.
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, yeah, sure?
What's the other one? What's this King nonsense?
Okay, King. By the way, this one's on Netflix. This one and the next one are both on Netflix.
I started watching this earlier. I gave up.
Why is it so quiet?
Do you feel a sense of achievement?
Hey, April, thank you for the 100 bits. Yeah. Appreciate that.
In any regard.
Oh my God, can you get a hat like that?
Do you?
We're doing good, April. Just watching movies.
This chapter of my life, I guess, has begun.
I guess?
I mean, what is this?
Already I can feel the weight of this crown I wear.
So it's a young kid who's becoming a king?
Men whose loyalty I question every waking moment.
I saw it get compared to Game of Thrones.
Why
so
is he talking like
I know.
This?
Because he's trying to be more manly than
he
his 18-year-old
like,
body.
He sounds like Star-Lord trying to sound like Thor. A new chapter of my life has begun. Already I can feel the weight of this crown I wear. I've been forced to rely on the counsel of men.
I can't tell you, if I played any other thing at this volume, everyone would be deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. This is like some Ren TV quality quiet.
Right? I question every waking moment. I need men around me I can trust. I'm here because you are my friend.
King has no friends. King has only followers and foe.
Oh, whoa! Whoa!
Will.
What? Pause! Pause it! What?
That was Edward Cullen.
Oh, what?
Who
my
is,
eyes just burned out of my skull. What?
Who is this guy, by the way? He's famous, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's in The Fighter.
That's Blake Shelton.
No.
Oh.
Oh, what else has he been in? Thought he was in that Red Sparrow movie.
Oh, is he the alien from the Will Smith movie? Michael Egerton.
Huh?
Is it Michael Egerton?
I don't think so. In the guy from Rocketman, Taron Egerton?
Yes.
Is that his son?
No, I think no relation.
Michael Egerton?
I think so.
That's not his fucking name. Look it up. Look it the fuck up. Look
Can we
the
finish
fuck up.
The trailer
no.
first?
No, look it up. Look it up. It might be in the fucking description if you know YouTube at all.
I don't. Joel Egerton.
There you go.
Well, I got Egerton right.
You did. I was shocked by that.
Ben Mendelsohn. I bet he plays a bad guy. Robert Pattinson.
Can you rewind the Robert Pattinson just real quick?
Are you sure?
Sadly.
Okay.
Because you are my friend. King has no friends. King has only followers and foe.
Oh, that's like sickly.
I will come with you.
You remember when he was the hot shit?
I do. King Henry? Which one? I could have just waited till right then, dude. The audio mix on this is so bad.
Oh, reap the fuck wind.
What to wear?
I'll tell you, get ready to pause. Right there. Does that look familiar at all? Does that at all look like Game of Thrones?
No, because this is well lit.
This is the Battle of the Bastards. It was well lit and looked exactly the fucking same.
Battle of the Bastards was blue and black, just like the rest of the show. That show sucks.
You're the worst.
That episode sucks. Wait, Joel Edgerton wrote it. David McCord is someone famous. I don't know, man. To be honest, it's really hard for me to get past the audio on that, but it looks kind of interesting. I'll probably watch it. He's a writer. Thanks, Menace! Thank you!
He meant Joel Edgerton.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because he wrote it. The laundry.
First, you must ask yourself, are you wealthy? Super truth of the world is that most games.
No!
Someone to win. Well,
there's me.
Has to lose.
Is Meryl Streep?
That's Meryl Streep.
That looks rough. Is Antonio Banderas?
Yeah.
Think of this as fairy tale.
And Gary Oldman.
That actually happened.
That's Gary Oldman?
Yeah.
Who has
what?
So they drowned Joe and 20 just other innocent like people.
And somebody's making money from it.
Well, it goes back to this law firm, Mossack Fonseca.
So what happens next? What do we do next?
Wait, Soderbergh made this? I'm so in, dude!
All I did was try and send money.
It's a scam.
Is that Ross?
From Houston to the
West
Indies to some bank who knows where.
They're getting away with murder.
Which is bad.
Bad?
Yeah, bad.
Darth Vader, your father?
Big word for being such a small word.
I'm gonna get your back. Gonna go out on the town. Get your back.
It all work.
Bribery, corruption, money laundering, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Somebody has to sound the alarm.
Shit.
Gora.
Let's.
Where the fuck is my money?
Most of the time, we don't even know.
Money launderer.
I love Soderbergh, dude. I love Soderbergh. He's
what did
so
he
good.
Do?
Ocean's 11. Yeah. You know, and one of the most underrated movies, Contagion. You ever seen that movie?
God, that movie was I fell asleep during that movie. That was the worst.
The one with Jude Law?
Matt Damon?
No. I don't think Matt Damon's in that movie. You're thinking about something else.
Matt Damon's definitely in the one I'm thinking about.
I don't think he's in this movie. It's Catherine Zeta-Jones, the lady from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Let me make sure that's right. Contagion. Matt Damon's in it?
Is he?
That's what they're saying. Absolutely not Contagion. Well, what am I thinking? Yeah, it is Contagion. Steven Soderbergh.
Is that Matt Damon?
Yeah, Matt Damon, yeah. Marion Cotillard. Yes.
I fell the fuck asleep.
That's such a good movie.
Oh,
man.
That movie sucked.
Watch it again.
Donkey balls.
Watch
man.
It again. Gwyneth Paltrow kills all of humanity, dude. What's not to love?
That's fine. Please kill that whole movie.
Dude, it's such a good movie. Are you serious?
Yes. I fell asleep.
Come on, man. Watch it again. It's so good. If you watch that movie again.
I couldn't get past him getting over his wife's death or something like that. I don't care.
I'm gonna
especially,
be honest.
Also, I hate Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, she's not in the movie for like 30 seconds.
Good. Maybe I'll watch it just to watch her die.
It's great, dude. You blame the whole world exploding on Gwyneth Paltrow. It's fantastic. If you watch that movie again with an open mind, that's how confident I am. If you watch that movie again with an open mind. I will watch The Departed.
No, you won't.
I will. I swear to you, I will.
No, you won't.
I swear to you, I will.
No, you won't.
Is it on our site?
Yes.
Then I'll watch it. 100%. I'll shake on it. Okay. Watch it with an open mind.
All right.
It's a good movie. I really like it. It's got a great twist, I think.
Okay.
I really hope I'm thinking of the right movie. I'm not. It's Side Effects. That's the name of the movie. Hold on!
Oh my god.
I might be completely wrong! It's this movie! It's also got Jude Law in it! It's so confusing, dude!
Okay, I
haven't. But it is a Soderbergh movie.
It is.
What is he doing? Why is he making so many of these movies?
I haven't seen this one.
This one is really good. Never seen Contagion. This one's real good. Watch this movie.
Well, but we already made the bet, though. Well, I have to watch Contagion.
I've never seen Contagion, so I don't. I can't vouch for it. Don't watch Contagion.
I'll watch it with an open mind just to get you to watch The Departed.
Don't do that. It probably sucks. You're probably right about that. This movie written by the guy who wrote the Laundromat movie and this movie.
Wow.
I think I've seen Contagion, though, too, because Gwyneth Paltrow definitely kills the world, right? Like, right?
I'm assuming. Well, Contagion is about a virus that is untreatable and it kills humanity because we don't have a cure for it.
Is Gwyneth Paltrow the lady who kills everybody?
Oh yeah, she definitely dies at the beginning for sure.
Yeah, okay, I've seen that movie too.
I'm sure you would have.
Side Effects is the
it's
movie.
A Steven Soderbergh movie. You like the guy? I'm sure you watched it.
I do. I don't have any memory of that movie though. So
I
probably
fell
right.
asleep.
It probably sucks. Side Effects, great movie. Watch that. Underrated.
If I watch it, will you watch The Departed?
Sure. I'll watch The Departed, man. I'll watch
when?
It. Okay, just don't tell Acid Cat that I'm watching The Departed.
When?
Here's what we gotta do, okay? I'm gonna tell you privately that I watched it, but we gotta pretend that I didn't on the show. Because if Acid finds out that I watched The Departed and didn't watch What We Do with the Shadows, she might drive here and stab me in my throat.
Okay. So you haven't watched it yet?
No.
But if you do, well, when you do...
I'll tell you before the show.
Okay.
And if Az is not in chat, I'll tell people, because she doesn't go back and watch the VOD, so we'll be fine. But, like, if she's here, we got to pretend like I never watched it.
Gotcha.
Because if it's on our site, I'll just pull it up, dude. I'll just watch it in the morning. Is it
Robinson!
Is it okay if I watch it in, like, three parts?
Probably, because the movie's so fucking long.
Okay. Did you see, by the way, that The Irishman is 3.5 hours long?
Ugh.
That's too long. Why is a Martin Scorsese gangster movie longer than Endgame? Makes no sense.
That's going to be super dry in a couple of parts. You're just going to be trudging through that.
It's too much! Mm-hmm. And I like a lot of good things. I wish Endgame was 6 hours.
Me too.
Okay? There's no way that Robert De Niro rubbing his nips for 2 hours or whatever happens in those stupid gangster movies is going to be that good.
I heard this argument against Endgame.
Okay.
That it's not a good film because it doesn't introduce the villain until part three.
They literally behead the villain's head in the first 15 minutes of that movie.
He is the overpresence of the villain of the movie. He's constantly there. The whole point of the movie is to stop what he did.
Right.
The
In
dumbest
fact, that
argument
makes
I've
him
ever
a good,
heard.
A better villain because he's not even alive,
right?
And he's still causing chaos. It'd be like if Darth Vader was dead in the first movie and Luke's hand disappeared into ash.
Ash.
Endgame is a bad film because it expects you to know everything. It's not new, friendly. If your first movie you go see is a movie called Endgame, I will literally put on a giant artificial inseminating elephant glove, lube it up. With lots of lube and boom, right up there to whoever says that.
Why do you gotta use lube? Don't you want it to be painful? Just do it. I have to pee.
Okay, let's end the show.
Okay.
All right, hey, my high stats booster. Okay, we're gonna end.
I'm gonna pull up a song.
All right, chat. Each story needs to be able to stand on its own, but do you not like Return of the King either, you forehead?
Or Return of the Jedi. Or any third act to any trilogy ever.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. But we're not actually, because Colby's going to come back and he's going to play video games.
Yeah!
Alright, so...
video games!
He playing Just Cause 4 tonight.
That's
it's a game
for
he picked.
Them youngins there!
So he's going to play Just Cause 4. So if you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back in about 5 minutes.
Do you still use a joystick?
You do. And we're going to play some video games. So that's going to happen. Otherwise, we'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2100 Central European Time over at twitch.tv/SethColby. If you don't watch the video, it's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, the audio version of it, and all the social media links are /SethAndColby. If you need to recap everything I just said because you're an idiot, you can't keep up with the word Seth and Colby, SethAndColby.com is where you can get all that stuff, including t-shirts, which you should buy, because we haven't sold one, I think, since Christmas, and that's just dadgum embarrassing.
It's not.
Okay.
They're really bad.
You made them.
I know, they're really bad.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to get out of here, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out tonight. We'll see you in a bit. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.